This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've told you about the woes facing the automobile industry low these past number of months. Pandemic plant shutdowns, chip shortages, general supply chain agita. Well, in spite of all that, electric car sales keep on going up. According to the consulting firm Atlas EV Hub, electric vehicles in the United States were nearly 5% of all light-duty vehicle sales this past July, nearly double a year ago. And yes, fine, okay, sure, Tesla does still dominate the market. But Ford's opening factories in Kentucky and Tennessee specifically for electric cars, and there are incentives and some EV infrastructure funding in that $1.5 trillion hard infrastructure bill that Congress is grinding away on. As Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, EVs are kind of having a moment.
Okay, let's not lose context here. Electric vehicle sales, excluding hybrids, still only make up a little more than 2% of sales, but the growth is strong. And there are a number of reasons for that. Climate policy, industry investment. But Chris Harto at Consumer Reports says ultimately it boils down to automakers meeting the market.
Up until about a year ago, if you wanted an EV that cost less than $50,000, all of your options were compact cars,
which he says aren't really that popular even among cars with combustion engines. Then over time, Tesla had competition. Volkswagen and GM introduced less expensive SUVs, and Ford says it has 120,000 pre-orders for its EV F-150 truck, which is scheduled to launch next spring.
Really seeing an explosion of consumer choice, and it's just getting started.
Now, automakers investing in more EV variety is certainly important, but Paul Bledsoe says we shouldn't discount how much government policy plays into transportation evolution. He was a consultant to the Energy Department under President Obama. He now works for the Progressive Policy Institute think tank.
The tax incentives are crucial to get people into the EV driver's seat.
The current budget reconciliation bill in Congress would add even more tax incentives, so the total possible credit could be as high as $12,500. But for all that practicality, Stephanie Brindley at the consultancy IHS Market says this shift in the auto industry boils down to what people want.
Cars do tend to still be an emotional purchase. There is a ton of choice out there. So we definitely do a lot of rationalization for what we really want.
And she says what some people want right now is to feel good about the environmental consequences of what they're driving. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.